Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter here, back with another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? I mean constantly bombarded by information, notifications, deadlines, the whole shebang. You know that feeling when you just want to scream into a pillow and hit pause for 5 minutes, or maybe 10? Well, guess what? We're diving deep into a super powerful way to tap out of that overwhelm, mindfulness combined with movement. Think about it, right? In today's world, we're always glued to screens, rushing from one thing to the next. It's like our minds are constantly on high alert, which can lead to stress, anxiety, and burnout. But what if I told you there's a way to reset your system, calm the chaos, and find that sweet spot of balance? That's where mindfulness and movement come in. They're like yin and yang, perfectly complementing each other to create this awesome holistic approach to well-being. And trust me, it's not about becoming a yoga guru or running marathons, unless that's your jam. We're talking about practical, actionable steps you can integrate into your daily life, even if you only have 5 minutes to spare. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Mindfulness isn't just about meditating under a tree. I know the image that comes to mind might be sitting cross-legged with incense burning and chanting, Om, but it's way more accessible than that. Mindfulness is simply about being present in this moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like taking a mental step back from the roller coaster of your thoughts and just observing them as they come and go. You can practice mindfulness while washing dishes, walking the dog, or even just sitting in silence for a few minutes. 2. Movement isn't just about hitting the gym. We're talking about any kind of physical activity that gets your blood flowing and makes you feel good. It could be going for a walk in nature, dancing to your favorite tunes, doing some stretches at your desk, or even just taking a few minutes to shake out those stiff muscles. Remember, it's not about pushing yourself to the limit, it's about finding movement that feels enjoyable and sustainable for you. 3. Combining mindfulness and movement creates this awesome synergy. When you bring these two practices together, you create a powerful force for well-being. Mindfulness helps you connect with your body and become more aware of how it feels, while movement releases endorphins and reduces stress. It's like hitting the reset button on your entire system. 4. There are tons of resources available to help you get started. If you're feeling overwhelmed by all the information out there, just start small. There are countless apps, websites, and books that offer guided meditations, movement sequences, and helpful tips. You can also find local classes or groups in your area. 5. Remember, consistency is key. Just like any new habit, it takes time to build a regular mindfulness and movement practice. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day. Just get back on track as soon as you can. Even small steps can make a big difference over time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a Monday morning, your alarm jolts you awake, and you immediately feel that familiar wave of stress wash over you. You've got a mountain of emails to answer, a deadline looming, and traffic is already a nightmare. Sound familiar? But what if, instead of diving headfirst into the chaos, you took a few minutes to ground yourself with some mindful movement? Picture this. You put on your favorite playlist, step outside for a brisk walk, feeling the fresh air on your face and the sun warming your skin. As you walk, pay attention to the rhythm of your breath, the sound of your footsteps, and the sights and sounds around you. This simple act can do wonders. It helps to clear your head, boost your energy levels, and put you in a more positive frame of mind before you even step into your office. So remember, friends, mindfulness and movement aren't just trendy buzzwords. They're powerful tools that can help us navigate the complexities of modern life. By incorporating these practices into our daily routines, we can tap out of overwhelm, find a sense of calm, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. So go ahead, take a few deep breaths, get your body moving, and remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And if you enjoyed the episode, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It means the world to me and helps other people discover the show. Stay tuned for more tips and tricks on how to tap out of overstimulation and live your best life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.